Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I think there is a conversation that as we come down the stretch and in crunch time and in winning time and everything gets a little bit harder as you forge for a playoff spot, and the hope obviously is that the Bears get into the playoffs. I think it's time to have the conversation about the contributions of and what we can expect from Caleb Williams. And yep. Look, it's been Ben Johnson has been the star of this offense because he has found ways to put a lot of people in the right positions in which to succeed, especially the running game, where right now the Bears are second in the running game right now, farther down in the passing. I think the Bears are 24. First, no, they're higher than that. It's right here in front of me. The Bears are 16th in passing at 227 per game. Obviously, that's all on Caleb. But we all know, as we sit here, Dan, obviously how important the quarterback position is, how important Caleb Williams is, and it's just been uneven for Caleb Williams throughout lots of the game. Especially early on, what are you discerning? We'll have some Caleb audio for you, some Ben Johnson as well. But what are your opening thoughts and discernment on what is going on with Caleb Williams and what he will mean to the Bears going forward this year?
Yeah, I mean, this is huge, Grody. You need your quarterback to be more than just a passenger on this joyride. As we've talked about previously, he's got to be a guy that is fueling your success. You saw a half of football in Green Bay that was really downright pretty miserable in the first half on Sunday, and it was followed by a second half in which the Bears seemed to find themselves. And so you're trying to find ways to get that to level out a little bit. I think Ben has been very candid, both with Caleb, you know, behind closed doors, and then with the media about his expectations for how this needs to look, for how some of the very specific jumps that Caleb needs to make need to come about, and they need to come about. I had quoted Press Taylor in my story at The Athletic today, talking about the goal of trying to unlock the passing game and saying it's not enough to just say we're close. You know, it's, at some point, you've got to be more than close. You've got to be there, and it's getting to be about that time. We'll get into a little bit more of the discussion as this episode goes along, but they're facing the NFL's number one pass defense this week, and I know the Cleveland Browns are a 3-win football team, and they've got a lot not going right for them, but they've got the league's most dominant pass rusher and the league's best pass defense out there, and so you better be equipped to go out there with some answers.
No doubt about it. And they, you know, Myles Garrett with his 20 sacks. Ben Johnson was up there waxing poetic about the rookie second rounder out of UCLA, the linebacker Carson Schwechinger, who has 53 tackles and 58 assists this year, 1.5 sacks, 2 pickoffs, and he comped him to, without us asking for a comp, Luke Kuechly. So this is a guy who's been very good this year, and I think that people will start to learn more about, like, he will be to be reckoned with in this National Football League. So the Bears are going to have to deal with that as well.
No question. And is there, yeah, again, and you know, we'll have our whole game preview episode on later in the week that we'll dive deeper into some of these storylines very, very specifically, and we'll get an idea of how the Bears can find their way to victory in this game. But as it relates to Caleb Grody, I think that there is a situation here where you know, the Bears are at a place that not a lot of us expected them to be, which is right in the thick of this playoff race, right in the thick of a division title chase. And so the urgency to make some of the leaps that you're expecting is higher than maybe it would be if they were, you know, a 500 team and they're just trying to find their way through the end of this regular season. They've got things that they can play for now. And so the quarterback understands that. The quarterback wants the pressure. He wants the ball in his hands. And now he's got to just find ways to be more consistent when it's there. I think you heard on Monday, Ben, again, and some of it was reiterated today, where he sees examples within every game where there are open receivers with opportunities for run after catch potential, and the ball's not getting there. It's either not thrown or it's not accurate. And so you don't get some of these plays that the Bears need to have coming down the stretch. I think the subtleties of expressing that are less and less each week, right? Like it's pretty in front of us now that the quarterback needs to step up and do things. We had our culture episode last weekend. We might have to do a presumption episode at some point, Grody, because I think there's, in some pockets, there's this presumption that Caleb is going to make these huge leaps in his career. And what I've learned in my time covering the league with quarterbacks is you can't presume anything. You have to see it with your own eyes before you check the box. And I think there's a lot of very key boxes that the Bears are waiting for Caleb to show the evidence that it deserves to be checked. And so that's part of this stretch run for sure.
That said, let's listen to a little bit of Caleb and a question that I asked, and I'm essentially asking Caleb Williams to be self-critical. Here's Caleb.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Caleb, through 13 games this season, are there one or two things that you specifically want to get better at within the game?
Yeah, starting faster for myself, and then the other one would be, you know, some of these, like, you know, I'm doing the right things, and then, you know, at the last bit of it, it's something's off. And it's either a miss or incompletion or, you know, something just not on the same page, or, you know, so that's the area that I really want to get, you know, on the same page with the guys. And then, you know, from my side of it is, you know, doing everything right and then you miss. And so it's just sharp focus and sharpening my focus even more, and just making sure, starting fast and having that sharp focus from the beginning.
What is the key to starting fast? I mean, everybody talks about it. Is it something that you can practice?
Yeah, something you can practice, but also something I think just – like I always, I keep using these analogies and references and stuff, but it's just like, you know, sometimes just seeing the first basket go in and getting your first completion and you know, just kind of seeing the, you know, the pass being caught, whatever pass it is, whether it's a deep shot, a intermediate, short, whatever it is, just, you know, finding that first completion and getting in, you know, getting into your receiver's hands or tight ends or whatever, and letting them go to work.
You can hear the frustration in Caleb's voice when he's talking about that. And I wanted to get in a follow-up, and I was never able to because it was a very aggressive room, as it usually
was.
Was
it ever?
When Caleb was in there. But, Dan, what I took out of that was, and there's a lot in there, but he talks about and mentioned it a couple times today about doing the right thing, doing what he's told to do, and finally seemingly mastering some of that pre-snap stuff. And then, as he said, then something is off just a little bit, whether it's his throw or he's not on the same page as the receiver. I thought that that was really interesting. My follow-up question to that, Dan, would have been, are you, because he was kind of smiling and kind of biting his teeth a little bit, just watching the way he was comporting himself up the lectern, I felt like he was saying, and my question would have been, do you feel like you are agonizingly close to this thing working? Because I could just, like, in his body language, again, I could tell, like, he was really angsty when he was making that point. And I think that's what it is. He's doing everything right, and then something goes wrong. So what did you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, again, it ties back to the idea that if you are process driven, like the Bears say they are, you have to lean into that and take encouragement and solace in the fact that you are doing everything right process wise. And now you've got to figure out a way to get the results and figure out what's the little glitch that's causing each of these specific plays to go off course. With the question you asked, you got an answer from the quarterback there where he said that he needs to be quadruply sharp and then sharper than that, right? Like, so we heard the word sharp, 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 used a few times. And then I think that there was like an important acknowledgement of the psychological aspect of this, which marries up with something that Ben said on Monday, Grody, about just seeing the first basket go in. And it feels like that's important to Caleb, because Ben brought that up sort of unsolicited on Monday, saying, you know, maybe I have to, as a play caller, have to do a better job of giving him something easier for his first completion. Like, that first completion feels like it's something that is, you know, it turns the screw a quarter turn and allows him to loosen up a little bit once he sees it. I think he was 0-for-5 on the first two drives in Green Bay, and sort of that tension and that frustration builds a little bit. And so don't be surprised if on Sunday at Soldier Field, you know, the first pass of the game is a little bubble screen that just gets the football in somebody's hands and, you know, off they go, and you've got Caleb off to a 1-for-1 start, and now he feels like he's settling into a game a little bit more. Really interesting to me that both of them brought up that sort of psychological aspect of things, of trying to get that first completion quicker and easier as a means of just being a little bit more free from that point forward.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.